Walker told the Milwaukee Rotary Club yesterday that one of his targets for the state is to lower what he calls the income tax burden. Walker says many small and mid-sized businesses in Wisconsin pay individual income taxes, and that high tax rates for those firms curb job growth.
That's money right out of the hands of job creators. It's money that otherwise would go right back into investing and into capital investments that put people back to work in the state.
Walker says he'd also like to lower the taxes that senior citizens pay on retirement income so the seniors don't leave Wisconsin.
You know, every time someone goes to Naples or to Vero Beach or to Phoenix, that's money that goes out of their church or synagogue. That's money that goes away from the zoo and the parks and every other philanthropic operation here. That's money we need to bring back to the state of Wisconsin.
Walker insists the state budget would be okay because he says revenues would go up if more people have jobs and are paying more in sales taxes. State Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca says the legislature should look at the tax structure. But Barca says Walker raised taxes last year on low-income people by trimming the earned income tax credit and hiked taxes on seniors by reducing the homestead credit.
So I worry that whatever tax relief we provide, that he also makes sure those of modest means, you know, don't end up paying more taxes.
Barca says balancing the state budget may depend on how deeply Governor Walker wants to cut income taxes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.